Jeremy Hutton, Milford Asset Management's with us now. Hey, Jeremy.
Good evening, Heather.
All right, so restaurant brands, these are the guys who own the KFC brand in New Zealand. They reported their quarterly sales numbers today. How did they turn out?
Yeah, they're actually quite strong in totality. So sales in the first quarter for the business were up almost 8% versus the same period of last year. Now, on paper, that's a pretty strong number, particularly when you take the tough consumer environment that we're facing at the moment, and especially the New Zealand division, which is their biggest and most important division. Their sales are up almost 15% versus this period last year. Now, what's driving this? They've been opening some new stores, so that's helping. Having a full roster of store hours again, so there had been some labour market disruption and they couldn't open for their full period. And then plenty of promotional activity as well, which is not surprising in consumer land at the moment.
I mean, obviously, restaurant brands, global companies, so some of the parts of the world struggled, like Australia and California, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's important to remember that Restaurant Brands is more than just KFC here in New Zealand. And they have expanded globally over the last decade or so. And they have chains in Australia, California, and Hawaii as well. And they have other brands too. So Pizza Hut, Carl's Jr., and Taco Bell alongside the flagship KFC. But the Australian division was pretty weak with sales up only 1%, which was a little bit surprising given we know that the Australian economy has been performing reasonably well. And the company did call out some cost of living pressures here. So perhaps the worm is turning in parts of Australia. But in California, that's been really struggling for the business of late. And those sales continue to fall, with them down 4% versus time last year.
Okay, so there is a little bit of diversity in this company, right? That, I imagine, would be a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. So the geographic diversity is really attractive to investors. And the Hawaii division highlighted that in this result. And that performed strongly with sales up 5%, and that countered some of the negatives mentioned earlier. So the company is able to take advantage of differing trends and macro environments around these different regions in the world. But also what highlighted in this update was how it was helped out by the currency and the weaker New Zealand dollar. And this tends to act as a good counterweight to how things are performing here domestically in New Zealand.
Jeremy, their share price has really struggled this year. What do you reckon is going to happen from here on in?
Yeah, fast food businesses have really had a torrid time over the past few years, and Restaurant Brands has been no exception. So they've been hit by a perfect storm of rampant cost inflation, having labour availability issues, and also the consumer really pulling back and thinking about their discretionary spend. So their share price has halved in the past 12 months, but the share price has seemed to have hit a floor over the last 6 months or so, and the trading operating performance has been improving a lot. And fast food has generally performed really well in recessionary environments. Consumers tend to trade down, look for real value offerings, and KFC is a really strong brand. Now, we know it's early days in the recovery story for restaurant brands, and there are some risks in those geographies that we highlighted earlier, but it is starting to get some runs on the board, and it could be a stock to watch over the next few years.
Yeah, Jeremy, thanks very much. Really appreciate it, mate. That's Jeremy Hutton, Milford Asset Management.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.